Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Minnesota and Vancouver have just been so successful on the road. You guys have come off 3 in a row. You talked yesterday about some of the things you wanted to see. But what makes, when you get some of these experienced teams, what makes them so good and just so confident on the road the way they play?
Well, they're stingy with what they give up, for sure. You know, I think if you look at Minnesota, they're first or second when it comes to giving up the least amount of, you know, rush chances, odd number chances. You can start there. You know, if you give up less, you're going to give yourself a lot better chance to win hockey games.
And like you've talked about, I mean, you know, looking at the numbers, Minnesota isn't taking a lot of penalties.
It's another key area. Discipline. Don't take penalties. Something, again, I'm going to harp on. We got to get better.
Coach, do you worry about the first game back after a West Coast trip?
I do. We gave the extra day to try to recover. You know, yesterday's practice didn't look that good. I thought today actually looked better. I mean, normally it would be optional. Today we just made it get out there, get the feet, get the hands going. I try to execute better than yesterday.
Jim mentioned his Anaheim game was the best this year. You referenced it yesterday. Just what was, I mean, he was very noticeable. Just what was he doing Friday?
I thought evasive in the offensive zone. Found that next play. I thought from the blue line in, his quickness was real evident. He got to the middle of the ice in a couple good opportunities. He made a couple really good plays from below the goal line where found open people. So, when you look at those areas, I think that's where he can be the most successful.
Are you encouraged by your depth at center and the way that that's emerged, you know, through the first 20 games of the season?
You know what? You always like to have the extra centerman. You can always take a center and put him on the wing, but it's hard to take a winger and move him into the middle. So the depth is an important thing where, you know, we can take a Lafferty and put him on the wing. We can take Krebs, put him on the wing. We could take McLeod. McLeod has played some on the wing. So we definitely have options when it comes to the number of centermen. And I think when you don't have it, you miss it. That's for sure.
Just basically make it where you just couldn't take him out. You put him in, and he just seemed to play very, very well. Now, probably had a hiccup the last game. It might have been his first hiccup that he's had. Do you just look at it, nobody's going to play great all 82 games, and just put him back out there?
Yeah, I think if you base on his body of play, he's played really well. Defended really well, broke the puck out really well, which has been important for us. The last game, I think you've got a fair assessment of what went on, but really his first game where some of the decisions he made and some of the coverage, you know, wasn't where he's been in the previous games.
What's the challenge of Kaprizov going from a really good player to an elite superstar now?
You mean the challenge for us to defend him? It's just aware. If you've got awareness, like you can't even be even with him coming back up ice. He's such a strong player, cutting in off the wing. If he gets a step, he's the type of player that even when he doesn't have a step, he can create his own room. I think he's one of the best players of getting inside, going wide, and hanging on to pucks. He's incredibly strong. That combined with, you know, a gifted skater too makes. I think he is one of the elite players in the league. That when you're looking at defending a player, you're talking a lot about him making players around him a lot better.
Is there a way to? I know the penalties are a problem. Is there a way to get guys to cut back on that other than taking ice time away?
We look at those individual penalties. You deal with the individual players. Some of them, inside of a game are ones that if you're defending a scoring chance, a lot of times there's not a lot you can sometimes you can do. You know, if you're flipping a puck over the glass, we've taken some careless penalties, stick infractions that, you know, we've got to get away from. And those are the type of things that we're trying to get out of the bad habit category.
Nine-game streak, you have a number one penalty kill, and you're doing it without Greenway and Samuelson, who are two of your better penalty killers. How have you been able to accomplish it without two of your better penalty killers?
You know, again, I think we've got more players that can kill than you realize. That we've tried to get everybody a role, so some of the power play guys have shifted into penalty killing guys too at the same time. You know, I think our bottom, you know, the guys that are in the bottom six in the lines have been good at killing, and when given a bigger opportunity, they've stepped up. But I think it's more that there's guys there that haven't killed a lot that have killed in the past that have been able to fill in. And the way we're trying to kill, which is a little different than last year, it's a little bit simpler, that it allows more players to get involved.